Well, you know what? There's it's a spectrum, right? So like on one side of the spectrum I'm like super strong, and then on the other side of the spectrum, like, you know, I can get super emotional.
Yeah. Right.
But, so I'm confused because a lot of people are starting to veer the conversation towards things that make them like emotional for a good reason.
Right.
You know, and yeah, I get emotional for a good reason.
Of course.
Right? Somebody dies.
Right.
Or, you know what, a good commercial will sometimes get me.
Yeah, like what commercial? Can you think of one? If not, can you think of something that kind of gets you?
Think of something that kind of gets me?
Yeah, like a commercial.
Like a commercial.
Obviously,
it was like an AT&T commercial once.
Really?
Or maybe like a parenting something cute that was like kind of touching.
Yeah. When people are like, oh, wow, this Febreze is working so well in my house. My house smells so great, my sofa cushions. And you're like...
No, I think Febreze is gross.
Oh, okay, I was just an example. All right, I'm sorry, I'm talking over you. What is something that randomly makes you cry, Jess?
That randomly makes me cry. When like tears will spark to my eyes.
Yes.
Poochie, I'm having a really hard time. You know what? I'll put it in the chat.
Yeah, put it in the chat.
Put it in the chat. I don't want to hold you up.
I don't want to make you cry, with frustration. That's fine. Okay, Jess, put it in the chat. And, the chat is they're a supportive group.
I'm going to cry about
this later. Yeah, we could both cry about this phone call later.
Okay.
Bye. Sorry, Jessa. All right, Joe. Yeah, 201-209-9368. We're talking about stuff that makes you cry that's just not really sad. Mr. Rogers. I cannot think about that guy without feeling very sad. I don't know why, but I'm like, man, he was so selfish. Such a good person. Like, he really was a good person. I watched some documentary about him. I forgot what it was called. The People versus Mr. Rogers. Maybe that was it. But it was like, I couldn't get through it. I soaked my pillow. I was crying. Call you Capucci.
I am.
Yeah, hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
I am a teacher, and I'm thinking about this ant pile in my cafeteria that I saw today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So sad, right? I was thinking about, like, somebody cleaning it up, the kids messing with it. Made me sad to think. I almost thought about taking it outside and sort of breaking them free.
Yeah, you
Not
feel...
Not that I want the school to be overrun with ants.
No, know? But you feel sorry for the ants because they've worked so hard on their ant collar.
Exactly.
I'm going to choke up right now. Yeah,
it resonates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because you're like, oh, I even felt like that about. I had a wasp nest like growing out of my house, and I got rid of it. Right, it was a small one, but then this wasp, I just completely dismantled the nest, and then I was just watching, and this one wasp came back, and it saw that its house was gone, just kind of looked around, and then it kind of turned, floated away, and it just like, oh. Poor wasp.
Yeah, I know. He's just doing his thing.
He's just trying to, it's just being a wasp. And then we came along and I sprayed poison all over its family. It was, Catherine, that was a good one. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Wet flip-flops. Someone here at WFMU said wet flip-flops make them cry. They don't like that sound. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Rusty Tiki out of Kearney, New Jersey.
What's your name?
Rusty Tiki.
Oh, hey. Rusty Tiki. Oh,
I'm concerned about your hernia.
Yeah. Me too. Thanks.
Because 2 weeks ago, I had a hernia.
Okay.
I went to the ER.
See?
They did a CAT scan, determined that my hernia wasn't that bad.
Okay.
But my appendix was about to rupture.
Okay.
Hernia status is...
Okay.
Get that checked out because it might not just be a hernia.
It's okay.
It could be your appendix.
Thank you.
Not to scare the crap out of you.
All right, man. Thank you. Great. Listen to this hernia. Ooh, God. That one's out of tune. Callie Gabucci.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Erica.
Hey, Erica. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right, you got one real quick? What makes What makes you cry like a baby that's randomly out of the blue?
I caught this from someone. When I was little, my friend's mom used to cry if a balloon accidentally got released into the sky.
I get that.
And yeah. I have been experiencing that now as an adult.
You see like a balloon floating away. Yeah.
Yeah.
So who are you crying for? The balloon or the person who lost the balloon?
No, it has nothing to do with the person. In fact, I actually feel a little bit of anger and resentment.
At yourself?
Towards the person that let that go.
Right. Like because why are you mad at the person?
Because it's like carelessness. It's like you're sky littering.
Yeah. Yeah, it could get jammed in a single engine plane or something.
Cool.
All right. Thanks very much, Erica. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Oh, so tired. I'm just gonna close my eyes for a second before the end of this show. Sorry. Where am I? WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at all the time at WFMU.org. I hope everyone feels better and gets the therapy that they deserve. Micah is here as cheerful as always. You're going to listen to my music of Mind Control. It's going to feel great. You've been listening to Bucci. You Ducci.
This is Brad Steiger about to guide you to the outer reaches of your inner self, to the very parameters of the universe, to the fullest extent of your own human potential. And now imagine that you are lying on a blanket on a beautiful stretch of beach. You are lying in the sun or in the shade, whichever you prefer. And you are listening to the sounds of Mother Ocean, the rhythmic sound of the waves as they lap against the shore. You are listening to the same restful lullaby that Mother Ocean has been singing to men and to women for thousands and thousands of years. And you are listening to the faraway sound of a flute. And there's a stringed instrument there. Listen to the music, how peaceful it is, how restful it is, how it helps you to relax, how it helps you to become tranquil in your inner being. Listen to the sounds of Mother Ocean. Listen to the music and feel yourself relaxing. Listen to the sounds of the music. Listen to the sound of Mother Ocean. Listen to the sound of my voice. My voice that will guide you to explore the farthermost reaches of your inner self. And as you relax here in this beautiful place, you know that nothing will disturb you. Nothing will distress you. Nothing will molest you or bother you in any way. Even now, you are becoming aware of a golden light of love wisdom and knowledge that is moving over you, protecting you from all harm, from all concerns, from all stresses, from all tensions. You know that you have nothing to fear. Nothing can harm you. If you should ever hear anything on this tape that will distress you in any way, you know that you have the ability to simply raise your right hand and to awaken. To raise your right hand and you will awaken. And as you listen to the sound of the ocean waves, the sound of the music, the sound of the flute, the stringed instrument, the sound of my voice, you feel all tension leaving your body. The sound of the waves helps you to become more and more relaxed, and the sound of the music helps you become more and more relaxed. And the sound of my voice helps you become more and more relaxed. With every breath that you take, you find yourself becoming more and more relaxed. With every breath that you take, you feel yourself going deeper and deeper asleep. You must permit your body to relax so that you may rise to higher states of consciousness. Your body must relax. Your body must sleep so that the real you, may rise higher and higher to greater states of awareness. You are feeling a beautiful energy of tranquility, peace, and love entering your feet, and you feel every muscle in your feet relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. And that beautiful energy of tranquility, peace, and love moves up your legs into your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, and you feel every muscle in your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, relaxing. Relaxing, relaxing, and you hear the sound of the ocean waves, and you hear the sound of the flute, the sound of the strings, the sound of my voice, and you feel yourself relaxing. Relaxing, relaxing. If you should hear any sound at all, a slamming door, a honking horn, a shouting voice, that sound will not disturb you. That sound will help you to relax even more. Any sound at all, any sound that you might hear will not disturb you in any way. In fact, any sound that you hear will only help you to be deeper and deeper and deeper asleep, more and more and more relaxed. Nothing will disturb you. Nothing will distress you in any way. And now that beautiful energy of tranquility, peace, and love is moving up to your hips, your stomach, your back. And you feel every muscle in your hips, your stomach, your back, Relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. And with every breath that you take, you find that your body is becoming more and more relaxed. And with every sound of the waves, you find that your body is becoming more and more relaxed. With every note that you hear of the flute, every note that you hear of the strings, you feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. And the sound of my voice is helping you to become more and more relaxed. More and more relaxed. Now the beautiful energy of tranquility, peace, and love enters your chest, your shoulders, your arms, even your fingers. And you feel every muscle in your chest, your shoulders, your arms, and your fingers relaxing. Relaxing, relaxing. And with every breath that you take, you find that you are becoming more and more relaxed. Every part of your body is becoming free of tension. And with every sound of the ocean waves, you find that you are becoming more and more relaxed. Every part of your body is becoming free of tension. And with every sound of the music, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Every part of your body is becoming free of tension. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, you find that you are becoming more and more relaxed. Every part of your body is becoming free of tension. Now that beautiful energy of tranquility, peace, and love moves into your neck, your face, the very top of your head. And you feel every muscle in your neck, your face, and the very top of your head relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. Your body is now relaxing, but your mind, your true self, the real you, is very aware, and ready to explore deep, deep within yourself. You are now ready to explore deep, deep within yourself. Your body is now relaxed, completely and totally relaxed. But your mind, the real you, the true self, is very aware and ready to explore deep, deep within yourself. As your body lies now in a deep sleep, your mind, your essential self,
good evening, Starseed. Welcome once again to the Music of Mind Control here on WFMU every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern. Your weekly pit stop for all things cult-related as well as mystical And paranormal, as it were, and all of the music associated with those things. We just heard Brad Steiger from a meditation tape from 100 years ago. Brad Steiger was one of these guys who capitalized on the occult and ET and paranormal craze of the 60s and 70s, wrote probably close to like 5,000 books. He was a hack, obviously. Everything to, from channeling spirits, Hopi prophecy, ETs, of course, flying saucers, Bermuda Triangle, Bigfoot, you name it. He did a book. They're very badly written. Almost in the style of like one of those Leonard Nimoy In Search of things. Actually, they're a lot worse than that. But that was a meditation tape that he produced with Stephen Halpern doing music. 1970-something. Five, probably. It has that 1975 energy coming off it. So spring is here. The sun is shining. It's warm. People are out enjoying the weather, enjoying themselves, doing spring-like activities, going to the park, playing softball with friends. I don't know what people do. So gonna put an end to that kind of activity just to remind everyone that we are living in the last days, and play a couple of Judgment Day tunes from the Church of Almighty God. Notorious Chinese cult that's actually illegal in mainland China. So they all are here now, producing propaganda ad finitum. This is a doomsday religion. Started, I don't know, 90s, I think. The interesting thing about them, when they were still in China, they were going around trying to convert people. They would often go to public places like McDonald's to introduce themselves and just speak to the public. And what ended up happening, one woman they were trying to convert refused to go along with the spiel, so they killed her. There's been a rash of other killings since then. They have been labeled a terrorist organization. They killed a kid, apparently, because his parents wanted to leave the cult. So that was their revenge. Really awful cult. So apparently Christ has returned as some woman, and she's here to, you know, stir things up and initiate the apocalypse. basically everyone in the cult is safe, except for us, the secular society, people who refuse to listen. So I'm going to play some of their propaganda Judgment Day music in this very pleasant day in April, and I'll be right back.
While coming down to the nation of the great red dragon, God turns to face the universe and it starts shaking. Is there any place that doesn't face his judgment or live in the scourge that he unleashes? Everywhere he goes, he scatters seeds of disaster. But through it gives salvation and shows his love. God wishes to make more people know him, see him, and then revere him. They've not seen him for so long, but now so real. While coming down to the nation of the great red dragon, God turns to face the universe and starts shaking. Is there any place that doesn't face his judgment or live in the scourge that he unleashes? Everywhere he goes, he scatters seeds of disaster. But through it gives salvation and shows his love. God wishes to make more people know him, see him, and then revere him. They've not seen him for so long, but now
challenged, when just for horses are obstructed, unseen by men. This is when God will send forth his wrath. This is when God will send forth his wrath. Because of God's substance, all forces on earth which contest, oppose him, are evil, unjust. With no obstacles, his management plan develops one step at a time to his schedule. This is after God sends forth his wrath. Chosen people free from Satan's disturbance and deceit. His followers enjoy his supply in a place of peace. This is after God sends forth his wrath. This is after
All right, some epic Judgment Day tunes, laying it all out for us, telling us what to expect on this lovely early spring day. From the Church of the Almighty God, murderous, dangerous, millennialist religious cult. Originally from China, now I believe they are located somewhere in Washington State. Don't go to a McDonald's with them, ever. They'll kill you. If the food doesn't, they will. So I'm going to take a break from all this apocalypse stuff and play some music of the Bulgarian mystic Bainsa Dwono. Philosopher, spiritual teacher, developed something known as the Universal White Brotherhood. Had nothing to do with white supremacy. That was just a reference to white light healing, or just the color white as a symbol of purity. Sort of a Gnostic, esoteric Christian cult involved or informed by things like astrology and Christ consciousness, sacred geometry, and mostly movement. Dwono developed something called panurhythmy, which is a form of dance or movement that allows one to be sort of spiritually grounded to the cosmos and the planet. And he wrote all kinds of music for the panurhythmy motion, movement, activity. And they still go out and do it every, I think, around this time. They all dress in white, members of the Universal White Brotherhood. They all go out outside of Sofia in the mountains, I think. And they create these sort of formations, circular spiral formations, and do these panurhythmy movements. Sort of like a sun worshipping type of thing. So I'm going to play just a few selections of the music of Bainsa Dwono for panurhythmy, performed by Bojata Lubov. I'll be right back.
На капку свят лазурен, чист, красив и тих, безмурен, мирно райский живот, мирно райский живот. В тебе капку мигом всички, братья мили и сестрички, да ты стал. Oh,
Ooh.
Melodies for Panurhythmy by Banza Duono, the Bulgarian mystic, leader of the Universal White Brotherhood. Esoteric occultist of the 1930s. Father God is out of house arrest, or maybe he's still in it, not sure. He is very busy revamping, rebranding Love Has Won. It is now called Joy Reigns. I don't know how much success he will have without Mother God, but he is carrying the torch, as they say, furthering the message of Mother God. Getting ready for the UFOs to take him, and creating the change that we wish to experience. Accomplishing the task of balancing dark and light, divine galactic children, willingness to receive guidance from the highest, and coming home. You know, his copy is just so sloppy and just pulled out of just whatever he can think of. But I guess that was sort of the style of Love Has Won. So I guess he's really just picking up where Mother God left off. If you have not watched the Love Has Won documentary, you need to do yourself a favor and do that. It is completely bonkers. Just thoroughly beyond the pale of sense and nonsense. Just, I can't even describe what they managed to capture. And the Love Has Won story is just one of complete human frailty and absolute idiocy. But it happened, and I'm sure many of you, most of you, are familiar by now from all the press coverage. I'm just going to play Father God. I think his real name is Jason Castillo. He is, he sings, as I'm sure you can imagine. We're going to hear him massacre some John Prine and Tim McGraw. So do enjoy that. And I'll be right back. Father God.
The lady. She had a way with all the men in her life. And every inch of the blossom and beauty. She was born. She hopped into a forest full of cars.
time's up on to protect her. This time she's going too far. The folks called the yellow. I was a victim of that great compromise. And they go line up in the bar. Spend a lot in that sick woman's bed. But she won't let me live with her. It makes me live in my little. Yeah.
Father God making something akin to music as a means to promote his newly rebranded cult, Joy Reigns Without Mother God. Hopefully he'll be dead from, I don't know, maybe a meth overdose or something. Massacring Tim McGraw, a very bad song to begin with, It's Your Love, and before that, of course, The Great Compromise, John Prine number. Gonna round things out with this very curious rock, prog rock opera from 1970 called The Road by Quiet World. This was an attempt to create a musical version of the Aquarian Gospel, which was one of these early 20th century channeled texts. A fellow by the name of Levy Dowling began rewriting the Gospels, but for the Aquarian age. So this was sort of the first appearance of hippie Jesus, the Aquarian Jesus, or the New Age Jesus. And it became sort of a cult into itself, one of these things where it sort of decentralized people reading this thing, converting, taking a sort of more of a holistic and Aquarian hippie type of approach to esoteric Christianity. So The Quiet World in 1970 did a prog rock opera called The Road, based on the Aquarian Gospel. I believe this features Steve Hackett, who later went on to join Genesis in the Phil Collins years. So we're going to have a listen, and that will be it for me. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at wfmu.org.
Travelers, sing a song. Everybody has their own song. Let them sing it. Let everybody sing their song. Let everybody sing their song.
You wanna sing?
Feel the music turn around.
The world is waiting for a new song to begin.
Let everybody hear
and let everybody sing.
this mountain. Lovers sit at top for hours, but then they go away.
Thank you. tuned to Morcone Island on WFMU. I'm your host, Devin Levins, every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m., playing the soundtrack hits. This week is no exception. We have special guests joining us, South Korean composer and guitarist Byung-Woo Lee, and we'll be discussing his upcoming New York City debut at the Town Hall in Times Square on 43rd Street. And that will be coming up this Saturday, April 20th. And it's being billed as the double feature. It consists of a guitar concert performance, which will be followed by a live film scoring of Bong Joon-ho's 2009 masterpiece, Mother. Lee has scored well over 20-plus films, including many of South Korea's most beloved and highest-grossing films to date, including The Host. That's also Bong Joon-ho's film from 2006, and A Tale of Two Sisters, two of the big ones there. And also joining us is Lee's mentor and Johns Hopkins University Guitar Department Chair, that's a mouthful, Julian Gray. He'll be joining the discussion as well. So welcome to the show.
Hi, great to be here.
Thank you very much,
Dick.
So this seems to be very exciting. It's going to be your New York City debut, as I understand it. How did the Town Hall concert materialize, and how did it become a double feature where you do both a film score and take on a live concert in the beginning?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable for me just to be there. The company representing me in New York, known as Next to Silence, nice name, collaborate with the Town Hall to organize this performance. Actually, the plan was to just allocate 2 days for the events, like one for my solo concert and the other for just live performance of film scores. But as this just marks my debut in New York and both performance requires an orchestra, so we just concluded that just combining these elements into a single event was both economical and practical. So I think that's a great idea. And this just double features come from that idea. Yeah.
Yeah. How did Mother become the film that you decided to live score?
Well, you know, director Bong Joon-ho, he's like the most famous in these days. He's like the hottest guy in the world. And among his films that I've composed for, The Host is particularly popular with American audience. But I heard recently that just a French company bought up all the rights to The Host, except for the music. Because it's just music right. I have music right, I think. They're going to call me. I don't know.
They may be coming to speak with you soon. Yeah, The Host is very popular in the United States too, being remade.
Yeah, we just decide that Mother is really just cherished among movie buffs, even though it's a bit heavy. But I thought it was totally worth performing in New York, the city of artists, you know?
Yes.
So yeah, that's how we just started. And luckily the film producers were on board. So we went ahead with the project. Yeah.
To like maybe some of the American audiences who are unfamiliar with Mother, they probably do know The Host. And also, I guess, some of Bong Joon-ho's more recent films like Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
And which was, I guess, an English language film and made into a TV show, as well as Parasite.